What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so today we're going to do an AI tool highlight of a tool called Runway AI and their new feature or their new model called Gen 3 Alpha. And again, this is Runway AI's brand new text-to-video model. And you may have seen some viral examples going out over the socials over the past couple of days, over the weekend. And they went viral for a reason. They are insanely impressive. So before we demo Gen 3 Alpha, let's talk a little bit about Runway and the history of the company. The company was founded in 2018 by Cristobal Valenzuela, Anastasis Germanidis, and Alejandro Matamala. Runway emerged with a vision to basically revolutionize the storytelling that we do through artificial intelligence. Initially, Runway was focused on developing AI-powered video editing tools. And the company quickly gained traction among creators, filmmakers, and studios. Apparently, they even contributed to projects like The Late Show, the Oscar-winning film Everything Everywhere All at Once. Runway's research team, in collaboration with the University of Munich, co-created something called Stable Diffusion. Stable Diffusion was a groundbreaking text-to-image AI generator. And it really was kind of a leader in democratizing the image generation. And it marked a pivotal point in the company Runway's journey. Basically solidified their commitment to really pushing the boundaries of AI-powered creativity, but also open source and accessibility. In February of 2023, Runway unveiled Gen 1, which was their first commercial text-to-video generative AI model. Gen 1 allowed users to transform existing videos by applying styles from images or text prompts, and really opened up some new possibilities for artistic expression in video production. Kind of opened it up for all of us, actually. This was followed by the release of Gen 2, which was obviously a more sophisticated model and was capable of generating videos from scratch using text. It could also use image or video prompts, so multimodal prompting going on. And Gen 2's capabilities quickly captivated creators and sparked kind of a new wave of AI-driven video content. In fact, we're already seeing like AI film festivals and AI art festivals and galleries. It's really quite interesting, actually. Anyway, Runway continued to refine and expand their offerings. They introduced features like in-painting or frame interpolation and text-to-image generation within the platform. Their tools really became increasingly accessible to a broader audience, which was always part of their mission. Empowering creators of all skill levels to experiment with AI-powered video production. Now, the latest milestone in Runway's journey is the release of Gen 3. Alpha, the next iteration of their text-to-video model. Gen 3 Alpha boosts improved video quality, longer generation capabilities, and a much wider range of style options. And really, it's pushing the lines between human and machine creativity even further. If you haven't checked out some of these demos or some of these examples, definitely go do it. And we'll check out a couple today as well. So Runway's story is definitely one of constant innovation and definitely pushing the boundaries of what's been possible with AI and video creation. And their journey from video editing tool to really a pioneer in generative AI video models demonstrates their commitment to empowering creators and, again, kind of democratizing this open access to this incredible technology. So anyway, as Runway continues to evolve and refine their AI models, I think we can definitely expect to see even more groundbreaking advancements in the future, for sure. Their work is definitely transforming the way we create and consume video content. It's opening up new avenues for expression, storytelling, marketing, all of the above. Okay, let's take a look at the actual product here. Okay, so this is Runway's page introducing Gen 3 Alpha. So I'm just going to read through it for those of you who may not be watching it at home. It introduces Gen 3 Alpha as a new frontier for high fidelity, controllable video generation. Gen 3 Alpha is the first of an upcoming series of models trained by Runway on new infrastructure built for large-scale multimodal training. It is a major improvement in fidelity, consistency, and motion over Gen 2, and a step towards building general world models. Okay, so general world models was a new one for me when I came across this. So I did a little bit of a dive into what that means. And according to Runway, they believe, and again, I'm just hopping over through their website here if you're not watching, they believe that the next major advancement in AI will come from systems that understand the visual world and its dynamics, which is why we're starting a new long-term research effort around what we call general world models. Runway goes on to say that a world model is an AI system that builds an internal representation of an environment and uses it to simulate future events within that environment. So they say, you know, Gen 2 is a very early and limited form of a general world model. It does understand some physics, it understands motion, however, it's still very limited. And then to build on these general world models, Runway goes through a couple of the challenges that they're facing, and there are several of them, they say. For one, these models will need to generate consistent maps of the environment and the ability to navigate and interact in those environments. They need to capture not just the dynamics of the world, but the dynamics of its inhabitants, which involves also building realistic models of human behavior. Okay, so that's what a general world model is, and it's something that Runway has kind of put out into the world and is trying to develop. And I'm all for it, for real. Okay, let's take a peek at the actual tool now. So right away, they're prompting us to get started and try out Gen 3 Alpha. Before I do that, I just want to take a peek at some of the other tools that they have here, some of Runway's AI tools. They have text and image to video, obviously, video to video, generative audio, lip sync video, remove background, text to image, image to image. I mean, just a ton of awesome tools. An infinite image, expanding an image, frame interpolation, which just did a quick little look up here, is apparently it's the generation of like the in-between images between two static images. They also have a bunch of backdrop remix functionality, 3D textures, 3D capture. I mean, the tool list goes on and on here. They have a bunch of tutorials. So if you're getting started with Runway, definitely check out their tutorials. They have a section where you can discover and remix, basically giving you some inspiration to work off of. Okay, but we're here to test out Gen 3 Alpha. So let's see what it's all about. Okay, so for those not watching at home, it's just giving us a little bit of an intro pop up here saying, introducing Gen 3 Alpha, our latest generative model for fast, controllable video. And they give you a large text field here or a large rich text editor here on the left side of the screen. And it basically says, describe your shot or view. And it gives you a little bit of a guide here as well. Okay, so, and this is really cool, this guide here. They're basically kind of giving you the lowdown on how to prompt the model and the best ways to do so. It looks like you can break down your prompts into like a base structure, starting with the camera movement or the camera angle that you would like. You then establish the scene, and then you add additional details. For instance, they give us an example prompt for a woman standing in a tropical rainforest, and it might look like this. A low angle static shot. The camera is angled up at a woman wearing all orange as she stands in a tropical rainforest with colorful flora. The dramatic sky is overcast and gray. They give us an example of how to control camera movement or add text title cards, all of these things. And they gave us a great little table also on different camera styles, like low angle, high angle, overhead, and what these look like. First person view, handheld, wide angle, things like this. So knowing what we know now, let's go ahead and build a prompt. Okay, so what I've gone ahead and done is kind of replicated their prompt structure. I've asked for a continuous hyperspeed first person view footage shot inside of the cockpit of a spacecraft, hurtling through outer space, jumping from planet to planet. Each planet has a different marketing term displayed over it. So kind of just trying to illustrate what we do here at the AI Marketing Navigator, navigating through outer space. So let's take a look and let's generate this. And it's in the queue and it's gonna start generating in a few minutes. So we'll come back when it's done. And here we have it. Let's check out the result. Looks like we're in a first person shooter video game, flying a spacecraft. So that much is pretty neat. Let's see what the experience is like and how the engine did. Let's go. Okay. So there you have it. 10 seconds generated, and it's pretty cool. Didn't quite get what I was looking for. A little hyper-realistic for me. I was looking for maybe a little more animated. So just another lesson, people. Always go in hard with the prompts. I'm definitely going to be playing with and experimenting some more with Gen 3 Alpha here. Please do the same and share your generated videos or tips in the comments. Otherwise, that's it for today's episode. If you enjoy the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast of choice, podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so, so helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.